That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Shop Amazon for last-minute gifts. Great deals for everyone on your list. Gifts for mom and gifts for dad. Even for your sister and your brother, Chad. Ah, shoot, we didn't realize we were supposed to get a gift for our dog walker guy. We almost forgot about our dentist, Dr. Kerr. We didn't expect to get a gift from her. Or our cousin, I forget his name. He got us something nice, better reciprocate. For last-minute deals on gifts for people you forgot, get fast and free shipping at Amazon.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking, family? How y'all doing, man? What it do? It's your boy Big John. Welcome back to another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
Yes, indeed. I'm your host, Big John, along with my co-host.
I'm old man Tone today.
Old man Tone.
And let me tell you why I'm old man Tone.
Okay.
I must be getting old. Because I remember this movie being funnier.
Man.
I must be losing my memory. I remember this movie being funnier.
Man. Yes.
It's either I'm too old to appreciate the humor.
Right.
Or I'm too old and can't like see it through somebody's eyes. Or I'm too old to remember loving this movie.
I promise you. The way I feel about this movie now was for sure not how I felt about it.
We gotta get into it. Gotta get into it.
2000. 2000 was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2000 was 23 years ago, man. And this movie, I really enjoyed it back then.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how much on a scale of 1 to 10, but I know I appreciated it because I saw the part 2.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So here we go. This is Scary Movie.
Scary Movie.
Scary Movie.
Oof.
This is October, by the way. So we're doing Halloween scary movie related, horror film related movies this month. You know what I'm saying? And this is our second month. Our second October.
Second Halloween. And there's still a lot that we won't do this Halloween.
Right.
We'll have to do next Halloween. I wanted to do Leprechaun in the Hood.
You did. You did.
I might have enjoyed that better than Scary Movie.
Hey, bro, when I was driving here, man, I said, because I vetoed Leprechaun in the Hood this particular go around. I was like, nah, we're not doing that one.
Yeah.
Let's do something better than that. There's other better movies out there than Leprechaun in the Hood. Mm-hmm. And I said, and we agreed upon Scary Movie. I don't know if I agree.
Have you ever heard of the Mandela effect?
Okay.
So it's something where like something you swear you remember. You swear you know, but it's actually not the case. So like there are people that swear that like Mandela got like out of prison in like 84. But like he didn't get out to like 92 or something like that. I'm kind of butchering the numbers.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, did I like this movie in 2000? Like, I'm trying to remember, like, I feel like I did. Like, I feel like this movie was a thing. It feels like it was very funny. But even, like, when I was rewatching it, I was like, did 2000 Tone like this movie?
Right. Like, 2000 Tone was young, man.
Do I just remember this movie being funnier than what it was?
Maybe because this film was directed by the world famous legendary Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Yeah.
So honestly, maybe my mind subconsciously, when I hear that name, I automatically think classic. You know what I'm saying?
This movie
or a good film, funny. You know what I'm saying?
This movie is Keenan's Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time.
Right. Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so Eddie does Party All the Time.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, like,
yeah,
it's not, you know, it's not the worst pop song, uh-huh, but it's like, it, yeah, but this is not Eddie, right? Like,
see, Party All the Time was, it was made up, Goel,
yeah,
you know, had, you had Rick James in it,
mm-hmm,
you know, you had, had it was produced,
mm-hmm,
yeah, had it been Rick James singing that song, mm-hmm, if that was Rick James' song, it could be a classic hit,
yeah.
Yeah, so he was saying his voice would have carried this, yeah, this song. It was just,
maybe Keenan saved this movie. Like, maybe this movie was actually going to be worse than what it was.
Mm.
And Keenan took what he had from that script,
right,
and was able to bring it to life. So instead of knocking Keenan for it, maybe I'm taking the wrong approach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe Keenan saved
because he directed
what could have been
it.
A worse movie.
Right, because he didn't write this.
Yes.
You know who wrote it?
Sean and Marlon.
And Marlon.
Yes.
And Buddy Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And Phil Bowman.
Yeah.
And Jason Fredberg. Friedberg.
Those must have been his smoking buddies.
Aaron Seltzer.
Yeah.
Now, who these guys are, I'm not sure. I know the two Wayans brothers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But they had six credits. Six guys wrote on this film.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It feels like six different guys wrote it.
Yeah.
Because it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
The continuity is weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some scenes.
It has some scenes.
It has some scenes.
I will sit here and tell you, I watched this film by myself, and I never laughed, but I giggled a couple times.
Yeah.
And I giggled at moments that I probably wouldn't giggle at if this movie was in a better film.
Right.
If these scenes were in a better film.
Right.
Like the scenes with Sean. The gay jokes, the gay innuendos.
Yeah.
I giggled at some of those because of his performance, because
right.
of how he brought it. The football scene.
Right.
So I giggled at that. And on top of that, Regina Hall.
She makes me laugh.
She's hilarious.
She's like the silver lining of this
yes.
movie.
Yes.
Right? Like her mm-hmm. scene in the movie theater
yes.
was hilarious. Uh-huh. Right? Like she's hilarious.
Her putting on the uniform
yeah.
had me rolling.
right. yeah. That part was
And then her slowly getting weirded out.
yeah. Her confusion.
But holding her composure.
Right.
That was funny. You know?
right. yeah. Yeah.
Even when she was like, wow, she is so fake. Hey, baby girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was reminded
Regina
me of,
was great.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. She was dope.
She was on fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the highlights of the film for me.
Mm-hmm.
Doofy did some work for me a little bit. You know, he played smell my finger.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and or when the news reporter licked his finger and then she said,
mm-hmm.
That had me rolling.
Yeah.
I laughed at that. The subtle stuff, you know. But
see, I feel like this movie was written by these other guys, right? I think maybe Sean and Marlon maybe wrote the Amistad joke.
Yeah.
Maybe they wrote when they were freestyling.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like they wrote those pieces.
Right.
But I think this other stuff, because it feels like National Lampoons. It feels
yeah.
like Van Wilder.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like that kind of, like, goofy stuff.
Yeah.
Almost so much that, like, if it wasn't for Keenan directing it, you begs the question, is this even a blackbuster? Right?
Here's like, the thing. No, you don't beg the question. That is the question.
Yeah.
You have to ask the question, is this a blackbuster? It's written, the first two guys in the credits is two black men.
Yeah.
Written, directed by another black man.
Mm-hmm.
The main character was a white girl.
Yep.
And the supporting cast was two or three black kids,
mm-hmm.
black people in it. It's a blackbuster because it was the structure of it is black.
Yeah.
But
very
this could have easily been a non-blackbuster yeah. film. Yeah.
It's
I think that
close.
Was on purpose, though. I'm thinking, why? As I'm watching this, I'm like, why did they make this? Why did he make this movie?
Mm-hmm.
He does parodies. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Shuffle.
Don't be a menace.
Sucker. Don't be a menace. Yeah. So he's good at making these parodies.
Mm-hmm.
This parody, I think, was supposed to be a crossover film, crossover comedy. To have black people because we all rock with the Wayans brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So black people are going to come watch it, and the white people are going to come watch it because most of the cast is
yeah.
white.
Yeah.
And it's in the parody is off of a white film, a white horror film.
I feel like maybe the studio sabotaged it with their notes, right?
Probably.
Because coming off of like, so like Keenan does Don't Be a Menace in 96.
Right.
Right? And this is a big movie.
Right.
I imagine that the original script was much blacker.
It had to be.
Much blacker.
Yeah.
And I think the studio might have been like, hey, you're on to something here. If we're going to pay the licensing fees to lampoon these movies or something like that, it can't be as narrow as Don't Be a Menace was. Mm-hmm. We've got to broaden it out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I think they probably brought those other writers in to punch it up and broaden it out.
Yeah.
Keenan remains on as a director,
right?
You know, but other than that, like, the studio's got their hands all over it, which is why maybe the movie's a little bit disjointed.
Yeah, I agree. The fact that a lot of the jokes didn't do it, but I think it's supposed to, it's a parody. So it's supposed mm-hmm. to be like, oh no, the killer's in my house.
Right,
like
right.
That to me is
right,
like,
right, right. Yeah.
And I'd much rather Marlon Wayans had been the Marlon Wayans' character from Mo' Money
yeah.
than this guy. The guy wasn't funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think back then, 2000 job was like, oh, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
Marlon Wayans, the Wayans brothers just went off, mm-hmm. whatever. Yes, this is funny. It did not age well at all.
It hasn't aged well.
It did not.
It hasn't aged well at all. And to be fair, like, nobody's expecting five-star cinema from Scary Movie.
No.
Right? but the bits didn't age well. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes, like, timeless funny is good. It's just always going to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Regina Hall in the movie theater, like, 23 years later, just some scary shit,
yeah.
right? Like, you know, like, that's
eating
still...
chicken with your tinfoil.
That's still funny.
Right.
Like, that's still funny. But some of the other beats, like, I know what they were trying to get at, but I think you got to be 16, 17.
Yeah.
You got to be, like, young and maybe high. To really, you know, love this movie.
This is when I was like, okay, this is almost a white film that they sprinkled a couple of black people in it. Mm-hmm. When Shorty's homeboys were white,
all of them.
He's super like, what up, Sean? What up, Sean? Right. What up, Sean? And then he got all these white boys.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense. And then at the end of the movie, they threw one black dude that had no lines in there. Like, they threw a black guy in there. I was like, okay, did he come on mid set? Did he come on mid shoot?
Must have been a cousin Wayne.
Yeah,
right. You know what I'm saying? Cousin Wayne.
And so it was like, okay, Shorty,
yeah.
I wish he was more realistic.
And this is,
I know he's supposed to be a pothead. He's supposed to be hot.
Yeah.
But it missed at this age. Watching it again, I'm like, damn, it didn't translate for me.
This movie, God, it is so confusing. This was such a difficult watch because, A, I'm not finding it funny.
Right.
Like, and I'm trying to remember, did I ever?
Right.
B, I'm confused as if this is a blockbuster.
Right.
Like, C, I'm not really... Boy, I'm not really proud of Marlon and Sean in this movie, right? Like, and I know they're actors,
mm-hmm.
but this almost feels like it's adjacent to Coonan, right? Like, you know, like their decisions, it just doesn't make sense. It's like, and I know it's supposed to be popcorn. I know it's supposed to be fun, but I'm watching this movie and I'm trying to latch on to something. Right? Either something to hate on legitimately or something to be proud of. And it's just like, it's the man, I don't remember this movie being like this. I don't want to call it trash because it's not trash.
It's not,
but
it's a typical parody.
It just hasn't aged well. Let's leave it at that.
It hasn't aged well.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'd rather, I feel like in their defense, his defense,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you said, the studio got involved and he probably had to make a different film than what they intended on.
This is true.
Because to catch the worldwide audience, a more vast audience. And that's the case.
Yeah.
Go back to Don't Be a Menace's dog.
Mm-hmm.
You can still make good money. You can still go back to that.
Yeah.
Go back to I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. Like, go back to those type of films. And you might not reach all the white people, but you're going to get a lot of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it'll be a most likely close to a classic or just a well, well deserved and watched film.
This movie makes me afraid to watch White Chicks.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen White Chicks whenever it came out.
Yeah.
And I remember it being funny.
Yeah. Right? White Chicks was funny.
Right. I remember it being funny.
I had an issue I'm gonna keep it 100. I have an issue now that I didn't have before with like seeing black dudes in dresses. Right? Yeah. I didn't mind it back then. I didn't mind seeing Wanda and Jamie Foxx as Wanda. I didn't mind seeing Martin as a Shanae. I didn't really mind seeing Marlon and Sean as two white chicks because they were cops. They were undercover and they were masculine before and they had to go undercover. And put on these. And I was like, okay, I get it. It wasn't like, let's do this, guys. I love doing it. I love putting this dress on. And then Terry Crews was hilarious.
Right.
It was
he was really funny.
Yeah, I'll look forward to seeing that one and doing a blockbuster on that to see if it translates, if it ages. But Scary Movie 1, it was, and sometimes, and this is hard to say for me because I normally don't feel this way, but it might have been too silly.
Yeah, but it goes back to that question. You know, we early 40s, you know, and so I can't get out of early 40s mind.
Right.
Going back into the time machine to try to watch this movie in my early 20s, right? And so, like, at the time, like you know, when the female coaches... Coach, whatever her name was, but like,
I'm sure I laughed at that.
Yeah, when her balls fell out. Pause.
Yeah, when her balls fell out.
When her balls, like, I remember that being funny.
Yeah.
I remember like thinking that was hilariously funny back in the day.
Right.
I'm watching it now, and I'm like,
come on, bro. Come on, man. Right.
Now the scene where they're in where's the pageant, right?
Yeah,
And her boyfriend is getting killed in the balcony, and she's acting out. Like, I thought that was funny.
Right. I did it now, recently.
Yeah, I watched that. I was like, but like, you was like a chuckle. I wasn't like, you know, doubled over in laughter.
Everyone looking at her like this.
Yeah.
And then he took his glasses off like, oh, wow, she's doing her thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. That was a decent scene. That was a decent scene. Now's the part where I, you know.
Yeah.
Like it just...
It was different. Yeah. She did a good job.
They did okay. Yeah. They did okay, but it wasn't like I just remember it being hilarious.
Right.
And maybe because it was in like such proximity to Scream. Because Scream was a really big deal.
It was right after that.
Yeah. Scream was a really big deal. And then, you know, all of those kind of like slasher movies were coming out. So, you know,
Final Destination.
Yeah, they had a lot of the tropes. Movie. So but it was okay. But then there was also some stuff like when homegirl, you know, decided to finally have sex and her bush was huge, right?
Right.
You had to shave it down. Like, I'm rolling my eyes, but I'm chuckling, right? Yeah, like, you know, like, so I think you got to like be like a 20-year-old to that's like 20-year-old, you know, humor. But then what was also a little bit off-putting for me is, and again, like, you know, I got no problem at all with any community, but there was a lot of
pause moments, yeah.
Gayness in the movie that was unnessary.
Right.
Like people just emptying their pack, but that was a big ass dildo. You know what I mean? Like, who wrote this?
I think this is
whose humor is this?
2 decades ago.
Yeah.
So I think the status of comedy back then is different than now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because now I see that shit and I'm like, come on, bro. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Even when he was like, last guy in the shower is a rotten egg or something like that. And he started. Smacking niggas with the towel and two niggas running around, but running the butt naked. I'm like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
We don't have to do that.
Yeah.
When I saw, I thought it was probably funny 23 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was a teenager.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
19, 18, 19
years
old.
Yeah, I was 17, 18.
Yeah.
And when the dim pipe came through the little door in the bathroom. And it was like, I said, Sean, bro.
Yeah, man.
Now, back then, I know the Wayans brothers, they have like that. They have some of that white boy humor too, to where like dick jokes is funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you see a guy, like, for example, you watch Jackass, right? The nigga hitting niggas in the balls,
right?
Or flicking niggas nuts. Like, that was never okay for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We might say dick jokes, but like, We weren't doing, like, when someone sleep at the house, somebody spending the night, and the first guy goes to sleep, we do some gay shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
That's not how we roll.
We didn't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But with that, I was like,
It's
a cheap laugh, and maybe back 23 years ago, it was okay. You know what I'm saying?
This movie is weird, Ja. Like, it's weird, and because it's so different than Don't Be a Menace.
Right.
It's that's what makes me think it's not their movie.
Yeah.
Right? Like it makes me think that there's a version of this movie out there that is closer, that's a first cousin to Don't Be a Menace.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this isn't it, but they still decided to do it and they were still attached to it. Like, none of that, like, dick humor, white boy humor, like, none of that has ever been present in any of Keenan's works.
Nah.
The closest
you get is, and it's not really dick humor, it's just like men on film. Like,
yeah.
Living Color, yeah. But like.
Yeah, Keenan's always done that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, but even when he did that, it was smart. It wasn't gratuitous like it is.
Right.
Unnecessarily inserted.
Slapstick. Tickling your ear with a dick.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Like, none of that, like, you know, makes sense. And so that's why I'm really curious. I'm curious as anything as to, like, I would love to talk to Keenan and Marlon and Sean. Like, tell me how this movie got made.
Right.
Right? Like, because I've seen Keenan in interviews talk about his affection for horror movies. And how, like, he would love to do a spinoff because in his movie, black people would do the opposite of everything white people did in the movie.
Right.
I would want to see that version. I would want to see that version of the movie. This feels like a movie that got hijacked somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
And my question is, why did Sean's character have to be gay? What exactly was
that? That's the point. Like, it's no point to it. Like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't really, like, drive the narrative. The scenes aren't that funny or that necessary.
Right.
Right? And even if you're trying to connect it to this weird-ass plot, it doesn't even make sense at the end either. Right? Right? Like, so I don't get it.
Right.
You know, Marlon is barely in the movie.
Right.
You know, his character has little to nothing to do with the plot. He's literally
the little brother
standing next to everybody while it's happening, but it's just like, he got thrown in there, and they gave him a couple of, like,
scenes.
They
shot him just for no reason.
For no reason. So it's just like, there's just so many question marks.
And the main character girl. Let me tell you why she's great and why I didn't like her.
Mm-hmm.
She's great because she played the ditzy, airhead, absent-minded, oh, my God, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that for the movie because it's not funny.
Right.
She wasn't effective. I'd rather her be straight, be sensible, and still, and the jokes could still work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I liked Buffy's character more because she seemed to have more of a grasp on reality.
Mm-hmm.
And she still could have had a chastity, an electric chastity. She still could have been a virgin. She still could have been, but just a, oh no.
Yeah.
She just wasn't strong to me.
Right.
I get it. She was supposed to be like the goofy.
Airheady.
Mm-hmm. But like, I'd rather, Carmen Electra's character was that. And it was funnier because
it was much funnier.
Because she played it better.
The movie starts off strong. Like the movie starts off really strong.
Right.
With the phone call and this and that, you know, to, you know, her, they calling out her Playboy.
Right.
To, you know, her running through, you know, the sprinklers and her clothes coming off. Like, I'm like, okay, perfect. This is a great parody. And then we start going left.
Yeah. When she farted, bro.
That was hilarious. it was still funny.
I look back, I was like, okay, if I'm critiquing it, okay, it's a fart joke. It's cheap. But it was 23 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
And it's Carmen Electra.
And it probably would be funny too.
Yeah.
And she said, I farted. I didn't think you heard that.
Yeah. Right.
He said, no, what's that popping in the background? Yeah. Okay, the popcorn.
Yeah.
That was funny. It was unnecessary for her to fart, but it was funny.
But like, if it is, like, if the movie had stayed like in that lane, we would have been off. Because even then, like, she's dating Dennis Rodman at the time. So, you know, we think that they're about to show Dennis Rodman, you know, your boyfriend, a multicolored, someone with his ass up, and it's Prince, right? Uh-huh. Like, okay, all right. Like, you know,
right.
We rolling. Uh-huh. But it just like, that's probably
the best part.
That's probably the pitch that got the movie made.
Right.
Right? When they talk about, like, we're going to literally, like, spoof Scream, they show that piece, and it's just like, oh, okay, perfect. This movie's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, but she's like, listen, asshole, you better get out of here before I call my boyfriend. He's black.
Yeah.
And he'll kick your ass. She was mad. She had some spice to her.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And as opposed to, oh my God, please don't hurt me. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. She should have been tougher.
Yeah.
Like the girl that got, like Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, and it still could have worked as funny because she could have got all the things done to her the same way.
Yeah.
If her demeanor was just a stronger character, in my opinion.
Yep. Yep, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, man. The boyfriend, the jock boyfriend.
Yeah.
He was cool. But yeah, it just seemed like a regular, it for sure seemed like a studio film.
Yeah.
And Menace, Don't Be a Menace did not. You know, and maybe it's because I can relate to Don't Be a Menace more, the mm-hmm. jokes, because mm-hmm. they're parodies of hood films that I've watched and grew up watching and loved. Mm-hmm. Scary Movie, Scream was okay. It was good. I need to go back and watch Scream, not for blockbuster purposes, but mm-hmm. just to see if that movie ages.
I mean, it has all of the horror. It's a good slasher movie.
Right.
And the franchise is still strong. It's, you know, they just recently came out with another one last year.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, you know, with Wednesday Addams, the girl that played Wednesday. I'm blanking on her name right now.
Yeah.
But they literally just brought that one out. Too. Right. Yeah. So that franchise is strong.
Uh-huh.
This movie made money. Like,
Scary Movie had to.
Listen, the film grossed $278 million
Damn.
Off a $19 million budget.
Super successful.
That's a Hollywood hit.
So as much as we are breaking this film down.
It made money.
It made a lot of money.
So Keenan and Marlon and Sean.
Y'all won.
Right. Like,
y'all won.
Fuck what you talking about. Yeah, look what we did. Make a vow
to these if you can.
Yeah.
If the outcome will be $100 to $200 million mm-hmm. In profit.
Yeah.
Then by all means enjoy yourself.
So they definitely won.
Right.
They definitely won. this is just kind of like the one piece in the filmography that is
Scream.
You know,
Scary Movie.
But again, like, to be fair, and I know we've been kind of like, we've been honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Eddie has a couple of these clunkers in his catalog as well.
He does.
Right? Like, you know.
Holy Man.
Yeah. You know, Norbit. You know, one day we'll rewatch Norbit. I mean, I probably will still find Norbit funny because I find everything that Eddie does to be, hilarious.
Way. Yeah.
But like, this movie had like potential. It could have really if you really give Keenan the creative freedom.
Uh-huh.
To make this movie for black people.
Right.
Because this movie was not made for black people. It was made by black people.
Right.
But it was not made for black people. And maybe, and not that like we can't enjoy something that's not made for us.
Right.
But this was not my humor.
Dumb and Dumber. I love Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber, Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Superbad. Mm-hmm. I love those films, bro. Yeah. So it's not, and those are white films, white comedies.
Yeah.
But this, yeah. And like I said, we're critiquing it harshly,
mm-hmm.
but Brother Wayans, all the Wayans brothers, y'all won.
Yeah.
Y'all won with this. I don't know what the part two did, but I wouldn't be surprised if it did well too.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, so Scary Movie 2 had a $45 million budget and made $141 million.
They won.
I mean, like,
yeah.
And then I think by the time we get to like the third one, Keenan's no longer at the helm anymore.
He didn't direct it?
No. Which makes me think that like he had the concept, but like ultimately the studio took it back from him. Because if we get to Scary Movie 3, it's directed by a guy named David Zucker.
Okay.
And it's based on, and by the time we get to 3, Sean's no longer in it. Marlon's no longer in it. So by the time we get to 3, Hollywood takes it back.
Yeah.
Right? You get Anthony Anderson. You know, Regina Hall stays in.
Right.
So she keeps eating.
Kevin Hart is in it.
Kevin Hart is in it.
I just wanted some nuts. That mm-hmm. one.
You know, Anthony Anderson is in it. So really, it's it's Scary Movie 1 and 2 for right. for Kenan and the Wayans.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. They made their money.
And, they made their money, bro. For sure. And yeah, I think what the Scary Movie was, I think is we're grading it harshly because of our age.
Mm-hmm.
I think and even though that's not the case for a lot of films, there's a lot of films I loved when I was 15 that I still love now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Comedies yeah. and all. But this one, as I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, okay.
Just kind of goofy.
So I won't say this film wasn't good. I won't say this film wasn't funny. I'll mm-hmm. say it wasn't good and funny for me.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah. I'm not tuned to the right frequency.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, I'm in my early 40s. I try to listen to hip hop music that's made by kids in their late teens, early 20s.
Uh-huh.
I can't hear it.
You can't.
Right? Like I can't vibe with it.
Right.
They're rapping at a different cadence. And uh-huh. I can't hear what they're doing. I appreciate right. the beats. I understand that they're doing the melodies, but I have no idea what they're talking about. And mm-hmm. I can't relate.
Right.
And to be honest, I'm not even super interesting.
You're not trying.
I'm trying because it's the culture.
Right, right.
Right? Like, you know, and I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be bad version of old man tone.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, but I want to stay connected to the culture and the music because I love our culture and I love mm-hmm. everything about it. But this music, I can't really fuck with. And so yeah. I try, but then I just go back to the shit that I like.
Right.
Or I fuck with the young rappers that are rapping like my era.
Yeah.
Right? This mm-hmm. particular movie, I think, like, I'm trying to find the frequency to watch it, to enjoy it
right.
more, and I just don't think I can personally tune into that frequency anymore
mm-hmm.
because it's too goofy.
Yeah.
It's too goofy. It's yeah. too, you know, too many dildos. You know, like
too many dillies, man.
Too many dillies. Like, you know, if you had given me like more tits, like if it was like right. like a little bit more, it was raunchier.
Yeah.
Like a Porky's, like, you know, give me yeah. like, you know, give me some
nerds.
Yeah, give me something, give me that type of vibe.
Right.
And then I might have fucked with it for it. But it's like if you ain't gonna reward me for watching this shit with some tits on the screen,
yeah, right.
you know what I mean? Like, what and not doing? Be funny, that I can't stay the whole way.
Right.
Yeah.
I get it all the way. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did a good job of doing parodies of doing a parody for a scream.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it just we outgrew it.
Yeah,
you know, that's more so anything. I think I'm trying to get across was go watch it if you haven't seen it in a while. Go back and watch this film 20 something years later to mm-hmm. see how you feel about it.
Yeah.
You know, if you liked it before, why? And if you don't like it or still do like it, probably the why is probably the same answer,
mm-hmm.
the same reasons. But go back and watch it. I'm interested to see in the comments what you guys think about this film.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like it's one of those ones where you haven't seen it in years,
right?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's like, I love everything about this movie. I remember it, you know. And then every so often it's like, oh. You know, like opening the fridge mm-hmm. and you're like smelling the milk and you're like, mm-hmm. oh, this one got to go.
yeah.
This one has to go.
Okay. Let me see the data on this thing.
So,
oh, that's why.
Let's give it some awards.
Some awards.
Let's hand out some awards. Who's the MVP of Scary Movie?
The MVP of Scary Movie. Damn. Okay, the MVP of Scary Movie might be, you're asking about for the MVP of the team is not that good.
Right, right, so, right, right, right.
I might have to go Duffy or Brenda.
Duffy or Brenda, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, give me a rationale for it.
Well, Brenda, this guy, I think she was the funniest character on the show,
yeah.
in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she's not necessarily the MVP, honestly. She's mm-hmm. just my favorite.
Yeah.
Not the most valuable, but my favorite player on that squad.
Mm-hmm.
Duffy, clearly with the, I don't want to, well, it's a 23-year-old film, yeah. so I can go ahead and, say
spoil
it. Spoil it, uh-huh. yeah. Duffy was, I don't know if I picked that up. I didn't,
I might have picked it up back then, 20 some years ago, but yeah. I didn't even pick. I forgot that Duffy was the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, oh.
And it still was kind of like clunky. It still was kind of clunky. But I'm with you. I think it's Regina Hall's Brenda, okay. Brenda Meeks, because she's like a scene sealer,
mm-hmm.
A scene stealer. Every scene that she's
in. She's a scene stealer.
Yeah.
A scene stealer.
Yeah, she's a scene stealer. Uh-huh. Every scene that she's in is funny. Yes. Like, I rewatched her parts.
Yeah.
Just like her facial. And I'm a huge Regina Hall fan.
Oh, yeah. She's
you know,
she's dope.
Like, Tiffany Haddish gets a lot of love, right? Like, you know, or used to get a lot of love.
Right.
But right now, I kind of feel like, damn, who's funnier than Regina Hall right now? Like, who can do what she does? Because she's funny in everything now.
She could do, yeah. Nah. Now, I haven't seen Girls Trip,
mm-hmm.
but I've seen clips of Girls Trip, yeah. and that's where Tiffany Haddish blew up at.
Mm-hmm.
She got her name there. Even though I've been knowing her for years, she's been doing her comedy, stand-up for years.
Mm-hmm.
But that Girls Trip film is what really blew her up.
Right.
And the clips I've seen, she murdered that. She shined.
Yeah.
And as she should. Now, and she's still good in other stuff, too. I've seen her in other stuff I like her in. But Regina Hall is, she's a better actress.
She's a better actress.
She didn't do stand-up like Tiffany does, but she might even shine better on
I mean, they let her. They let her co-host the Oscars.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, so you got, and you got to be funny and quick and timing and broad appeal. Regina Hall just did this movie called Honk for Jesus.
Yeah.
Save Your Soul that she did with Elvis Sterling. She was, and this was like a dark comedy, right? You know, and
it got real at the end.
She was real funny. You know, she was real funny in that.
She performed, bro.
Yeah.
That face paint scene.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Yeah, that was, I mean, that was a great movie.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, I think that, like, on this rewatch, and I'm giving out awards based upon this rewatch, Regina Hall's Brenda was the only one that made me laugh.
Yeah.
That like, literally, like, had me smiling, mm-hmm. had me laughing,
yeah.
you know. And then, and I know she kills it in the sequels. Because what's interesting is, and of course you know this, being a social media guy that you are, only Regina King's clips from these movies have lasted. Like, uh-huh. like I see that clip of her in the theater.
Ooh, that's some, yeah, some scary shit.
Yeah, I see that on my timeline all the time. Yes. Like, people use that still. Uh-huh. So, like, and then a couple other things from, like, Scary Movie 2. So, I think she's the MVP because, okay. you know.
I like it.
Yeah.
She's
the only thing that's aged well.
When they're in the back of the car and he pulls her panties off, he's like, damn, girl, it's laundry day.
Yeah.
her responses are so realistic.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what it is. Like, mm-hmm. you can still be funny, silly, goofy, but try to like, teeter that line of realism. You know what I'm saying?
And in this movie that's based on caricature, she's the only one that feels black.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Sean's character... could have been, anybody could have played that.
Yeah.
Because there's no soul. And what I mean by soul, I mean by black people's soul in it. Marlon's character is so, you know, Shorty is so over the top that it's like
it's a gimmick.
Yeah, it's a gimmick. It's Roger Rabbit, right?
Like, yeah, it's a cartoon.
Exactly. She feels like she belongs in that town.
Mm-hmm.
She feels like she would be dating the only black guy in that town, right? Like, you know,
suspect.
And she feels like she would, like, the relationship that she has with the other girls feels authentic too.
Right.
Like, she's not, like, you know, Tomin' or, you know, she's not trying to be anybody but herself.
Her father got a good job in this neighborhood.
Yep.
In this new city.
And they've been there forever.
She got to go to the school with these white people.
Yep.
And she's cool with it.
Yep. You know, daddy might be like the postmaster general.
Right.
Right. Like, you know, or the manager at the Pep Boys. You know what I mean? He'd been there for 20 years. Who's the LVP of Scary Movie?
Man, got to be coughing up because I'm like, ugh.
That's making you ill.
The LVP.
Mm-hmm.
The... either the deputy, the sheriff, or the news reporter.
Yeah. I like Sherry O'Terry, the news reporter.
She was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I love her back and forth with with the Spanish camera dude. Yeah. Chris, is that his name? Who fucked me up? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. She's funny.
She's funny. So maybe... I didn't like the main character chick, but she's the main character. I don't know if you give her the least valuable. But.
Yeah. I didn't really like her boyfriend.
Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby. Played by John Abrahams.
What didn't you like?
Huh?
What didn't you like?
I just, you know, like you. Like, I didn't like or dislike. It was just kind of like whatever. I think, like, for me, I think I'm going with Shorty as the LVP. Because he's completely unnecessary for the movie.
Right.
He doesn't exist in the movie is still virtually the same.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, he doesn't move any plot. He doesn't discover anything.
He's not with them during any of the situations.
Yeah. He's, you know, like you know, he's hanging out free. He's smoking. He's smoking with the scream mask, the ghost face.
Yeah.
So
they're hitting the bombs.
Yeah. So like either give me an iconic scene.
And he shoots him at the end. Oh, I'm going with y'all. Wait for me.
Yeah.
Boom.
Dead.
Boom. Yeah.
It's like how long do you like how many days do you think Marlon was on set?
4.
Then gone, right?
Yeah.
then gone. Okay. Boy, overacting award.
The main character.
Yeah.
Oh. I know, but that's probably by design.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that it wasn't funny to me.
Yeah.
Can you please don't hurt me, Bobby? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the damsel in distress, but I wanted her to be tougher. It would have made it funnier. Mm-hmm. In the movie, the girls were tougher.
Yeah.
In the real movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were scared, but they were still like running around. She's running too, but she's like, Carmen Electra should have been her.
That would have been
the main character, the main girl throughout the film.
The other scene that made me laugh, I just remember, is when the fat girl was trying to escape the garage. That part was funny.
Ooh, Kitty. Ooh, Marcy.
Yeah. Yeah, she said, you know, I'm just a day player.
I'm just a day player.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wonder why they put that in there.
I mean, that's them trying to do, like, what Airplane did.
Break the fourth wall
Wall.
I'm just a day player.
You know, show that this is, you know, Hollywood. That's what I think this movie kind of, like, suffers from. Like, too many pins. Like, you know, too many cooks in the kitchen, which is why I think Keenan's directing probably saves this movie from being you know, whatever.
Straight to a red box joint.
Yeah. What would Fresh do?
Fresh?
What would Fresh do?
Fresh is going to pin the girlfriends and boyfriends against each other to find out who's really who.
Yeah.
He's going to do something like, it just so happens that even when the scene where the girl started doing the Mortal Kombat shit in the Matrix and she just started whooping ass.
Yeah.
It's upsetting my stomach, bro.
Yeah.
It was forced. It was like, okay, this happened, Matrix scene and a parody of the Matrix. And it was just too silly, man. So Fresh, he's not dying for the record. He's not gonna die.
Right.
He's going, he would have figured out that it was, Bobby and Sean's character from day one.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me. Didn't he just die from the glizzy going through his head?
That's, you know, and then he shows up with the bandage on his ear.
But not on both ears.
Yeah.
And it went through both ears.
And he ain't dead.
And we didn't even see no blood from the, it just is like.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I think like, you know, if Fresh was there, Fresh was the mastermind. He was the one that planted the seed into Duffy's mind to begin with.
Doofy. Is it Doofy?
Doofy? What's his name?
It's
Doofy.
Doofus.
Yeah, Doofy Gilmore. Yeah. So like, you know, so Fresh basically was the mastermind and told him like, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get out of this town, they're not treating you right. You're trying to get some ass. You know what I mean? Like, you know, here's how you do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Here's how you do it. That's what Fresh would do. All right. So let's give out some fists.
Fist.
5 black fists, 1 black fist, scale of 1 to 5. How do you rank Scary Movie?
it did so well. In the end, if I'm giving it a fist now, I'm giving it a shaky three.
A shaky three, huh?
Yeah.
You honor the greats with that ranking, right? Like, you know, you're giving honor to Keenan.
Yes.
You're giving honor to Brother Sean and Brother Marlon.
Yeah. Sister Regina.
Sister Regina.
Uh-huh.
I like that. I respect that about you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is one black fist.
Ooh.
This is one black fist. Ooh. I never need to watch this movie again. Right? Like, I never will. Like, this is one of those things. I'll never watch this movie again. I'll never have a desire to watch this movie again. It's not for me anymore. Right? Yes. And so a three black fist for me is a good movie.
You give it a one.
A good movie. A two is one that's like flawed. Like Penitentiary might end up being a two. Right? Like, you know, but a one is, I think, one that you put on the shelf.
Right.
You know, and just goes like, okay, that box is checked. I never need to return to this world again. Mm-hmm. Right? That's why I'm giving it. I love Keenan, love Marlon, love Sean, love Regina.
Uh-huh.
But like threes, like three black fists are ones that you're going to visit again. You know?
Is it? I feel like it's a three to me is like a, out of five, three is like a average film.
If you're at home, and you're, you know, back in the day, now you don't have this option, but remember back when, you know, when cable was on, like you sit and you would kind of like channel surf and go, what's on? Like, I feel like a three, I would like stop and go like, okay, well, if ain't nothing else on, I'll finish watching this. Or, you know, I'll watch the three. Like a one is like if I was just kind of like channel surfing and Scary Movie was the only thing that was on, I'll go read a book. Right? Like, you know, like I don't need to go back. I've had enough. Right? Like, you know, it's not for me. It hasn't aged well.
It hasn't.
And for that reason, it's my first ever.
Your first ever one.
My first ever
one. This is my second or third three, I think.
Yeah.
It's a shaky three. So it's almost like a 2.8, 2.9.
I feel like you want to give it a two.
Yeah, but to make it below average, and it made so much money. And I don't know if I should even, no, I typically don't base my fist off of how much money it makes. Yeah.
I want to give you some of the other threes that you've given. Mm-hmm. And force you to go down to like give it a
let
two.
Let me get some other threes.
Okay, so all right, so where's that link here? Give me a second.
If you don't have it, it's all good.
No, it should be right here.
But
okay, I got it right here. So let's see some of the other movies that you have given a three to. You gave a three to Vampire in Brooklyn. Vampire in Brooklyn is better than Scary Movie.
Yes.
Yes. You gave a three to Strictly Business.
Ooh.
Okay.
I gave a three to Strictly Business.
You gave a three to Dope.
Oh, but Dope wasn't good. Dope was, yeah.
You didn't like Dope?
Yeah.
You gave a three to He Got Game. You gave a three to Creed 3. You gave a three to Class Act. So.
But see, okay, well, okay.
You gave a three to Money Talks. These movies are all at least one ranking higher than Scary Movie.
I don't know.
Just think about what we did for the last hour.
I'll say.
I mean, like, yeah, what we did for the last hour, it can't be a three. I can understand if you don't want to go down to a one, but it can't. You gave Nothing to Lose a three. I would watch Nothing to Lose again.
Oh, yeah, I would.
You know?
Okay. I would watch Money Talks again. I would for sure watch Strictly Business again.
Yeah.
I would watch, I would watch Scary Movie again, reluctantly. If I flipped to the cameras, to the channels, and I would skip it to see what else is on. If nothing else is on, will I go back to it?
If it's on the Regina Hall scene, I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah,
scene.
She might,
and then I'm gonna turn. And then I'm gonna turn away. I don't need to get to the end.
Yeah, okay. So
it's a two for you.
It's a two, man.
It's a two for
it's
you.
It's a two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a two. If we're basing it off of if I'm graded on the curve of the other threes.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't this movie doesn't belong in the same category as those threes.
As Money Talks, no.
No.
You know what I mean? There's nothing to lose, no.
You gave Drumline a three. Right? Like, you know,
I did, huh?
You know, it's not in the same, it's not in the same category.
You're right.
It's not in the same category. The lowest you've ever gone previously was New Jersey Drive, which we gave a two.
Yeah.
And so to me, like scary movies below
than that.
Yeah.
but it's two different genres.
Yeah, two different genres.
Yeah,
so,
it's a two.
It's a two for job.
But see with the whole all right, you know what? Just keep it 100 because I was paying homage to Brother Wayans.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I take that away, you know, then yeah.
This is true.
That's like me. I didn't have to pay homage to the Tommy Davidson and Strictly Business.
Right.
It was just a three.
It was just a three. It was a three. And I think, like, listen, we've talked about Keenan possibly being the GOAT. Right. On the show. Yeah. It's not a knock towards Keenan. Again, like as I'm thinking about it and not knowing all of the
politics.
You know, all of the politics, I know when Keenan's vision is being showcased on the screen.
Right.
We've seen enough of when you let Keenan cook,
right,
this is what you get. Right. Yeah. I know that this is not, it just does not feel like it's Keenan's hand. It doesn't feel like Keenan's pen. It doesn't sound like Keenan's voice, right? Yeah. And so his attachment to it is based upon circumstances that I'm not aware of, but I believe he may have even saved it. Like he may have gotten the best out of Regina Hall, right? In terms of a director working with, you know, an actor. He might have you know, manifested some things out of like what might have been like an even worse script. So
yeah,
so it's not just a knock towards him.
It's not a knock because, but it's not a I'm going to get you sucker.
No, no.
Who he wrote and directed.
No, and yeah, it's not like anything else he's done. So what's interesting is that like at some point in time we're going to go on this interesting run, and I'm a little scared. I'm a little concerned because we may be coming back to movies that we're going to see how well they aged. Mm-hmm. In 2004, he does White Chicks, right? Mm-hmm. In 2006, he does Little Man. In 2009, he does Dance Flick, right? It's been a long time since I've watched Little Man and a long time since I've watched Dance Flick.
I've seen Little Man once.
Yeah.
I've never watched Dance Flick.
Yeah, and it's been a long time since I've seen White Chicks. What'll be interesting is that if this is the Keenan going for the money face, like right. From 2000 to, you know, 2009, I'll do popcorn. You know what I mean? Because after like 2009, Keenan doesn't direct again. He doesn't. He has the last feature film that he directed was Little Man in 2006.
Damn.
That was his last feature. Now, he wrote Dance Flick in 2009. And he, you know, some other small stuff. But basically, Keenan stops working Hollywood in 2006 with Little Man. So we'll see. You know, we'll see if like, you know, just like a, like sometimes a great fighter towards the end, this like, you know, it's just like, you know, it's not there.
Journeyman,
you know, or they won't let him do what he wants to do. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ja recommends you guys go see it.
Go watch it again, Scary Movie 1, and let me know what you guys think in the comments.
I recommend starting with YouTube. Like, just go, like, don't commit to the whole movie. Just like watch a couple of scenes.
No, watch it in its entirety. So as a film, you know, is it a good film? Does it follow? Does it carry? Does it, you know?
I want to know if I'm tripping.
Yeah, you're not tripping.
Yeah.
I might have been tripping with the three.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I respect...
You're an honorable guy, man.
I respect Brother Wayne so much. You know what I'm saying?
You have integrity, Ja. I've told you this, man. Like, yeah, you know, like, It's a skill. It's a skill that
sometimes that I wish it's a setback.
Yeah, you know.
Sometimes but, it's a setback.
I'm telling you, man. You hard to go.
Hey, man.
Hard to go.
I love this stuff, bro.
Yeah. But even Keenan knows this shit was trash.
Yeah. I'm going to ask him. I said, let me know how you really feel about Scary
Movie. And he said, nigga, man, let me tell you.
You know. Yeah, for sure. All right, man. That's it for this episode of Blackbusters, man. A Scary Movie 1.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a 2 from me and a 1 from brother
Old Man Tone.
Old Man Tone. But we love you, brother Wayans. We love the Wayans brothers family.
Mm-hmm.
We love what y'all have done with your careers. But sometimes y'all don't. Mm-hmm. Some people don't make it. Some of the greats, it happened to the best of them. Sometimes
this movie likes to party all the time.
Yes. Party all the time. Hey, man, we out of here, man. Big job along my co-host,
Old Man Tone.
Old Man Tone. And we see y'all next time, man. Check out the film. Let me know what y'all think in the comments. Love life. Be good or be good at it. We out. To the max.
Blackbusters. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Tone. One half of the best black movie review podcast in the world. In the world, Craig. This episode of the Blackbusters podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Prime is more than just free shipping. Prime brings you closer to the things you care about today through shopping, streaming, and savings. For example, did you know that you can listen to your favorite podcasts, like ours, through Amazon Music? Yep. You can also watch your favorite movies, like the ones we review on Blackbusters on Amazon Prime Video. Yep. But it doesn't stop there. You can use Prime to get more out of your interests. From purchasing behind-the-scenes books about your favorite movies to listening to soundtracks of your favorite films. Yep. Yup, and yup. Whatever you're into, or just getting into, Prime can help you get closer to it. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up. From movies and music to passions and podcasts, it's on Prime.